Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Thursday morning, October 19th, 2023, 14 minutes past the hour. And I'm joined in studio, first hour this morning, by Matt Morgan. Glad to have you here this morning, Matt. Good to see you.
Nice to see you.
Now, we have got what you call a big exclusive interview coming up in hour number two here on this station, but I can't tell you who it is, so you're just going to want to stay tuned for that, because that's going to be about as interesting as it's going to get. So at 9:15 this morning until 10, stay tuned. We've got quite an exclusive coming up.
It'll be good.
It'll be good, and we look forward to it, because we're all about hearing both sides of the story on this station, and apparently this is a story that needs to be told, and you're going to hear about it at 9:15 this morning. We hope. I mean, I think this person is a person of their word, so I think they will be here, but we'll see what happens.
I think this will be, a really interesting, man, my head broke. I think this will be great.
Well, we got a lot of questions. I got a lot of questions. And, that's the great thing about a live interview, is we can't edit. We can't change it in any way, and that's the great advantage of radio over television and newspapers. Television, you get so little time, you have to chop everything up. Newspapers, they're just printing what is said. Radio, we got the time, and it's live, and we're gonna hear exactly what you say. Which is a good thing, I think, always for the audience, for the guest, I guess, is what I'm saying. Last night I was here till like 11 o'clock, and then this morning I get up, there's a line at McDonald's, I try to come here up the boulevard like I normally would. The boulevard's blocked off because of road construction. I have to be taken down a side road to get here this morning, so it was a trek here this morning.
Yeah, I know what you mean. When I had left my house, 309 was busy.
When I come in tomorrow, I'm just gonna have to bite the bullet and go through downtown Marion, because I don't think that there's any way around that at this point. Until they get the road work done on the boulevard, but I don't know how long that's gonna take.
It shouldn't take too much longer, I wouldn't think.
I would hope not. But you know, as they say, what can you do? So what's new with you? We'll be in here tomorrow. We got the Big Friday program tomorrow. You'll be on with me from 8:15 to 9. I'm sure we'll talk about the fallout from today that will happen from 9:15 to 10. And then we got Pastor Whitaker tomorrow. We've got Pastor Craig tomorrow. Pastor Craig's new show, Study His Word, kicks off tomorrow at 1:15 p.m. We've got Exchange Club tomorrow and the Big Friday Night Show. So a lot of stuff going on.
Fridays are always full of... shows, I guess.
Full of shows, full of entertainment. You know, now we have, what is it now, 6 hours of live entertainment every Friday morning, and then 2 hours at night.
Yeah.
So you're getting 8 hours of entertainment in that 24-hour period.
That's good.
I think that's a very big positive. And I should mention that coming up when I go off the air here today, Voice of the People with Linda Sims will be on from 10:15 to 12 noon. And then I believe Adam the Computer Guy will be on from 12:15 until 1. So we've got a whole litany of programming today as well.
You know, it's always a good day when there's lots of programming.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that live programming is particularly positive.
Absolutely.
Now, unfortunately, last night you had to miss the TV taping we did. Carrington was here. And I don't know. I haven't said yet who we brought in. But he's a Marion native. WNCI. Well, he was a long time. Probably about 10 years with WNCI. Weasel Boy was with us, and that was really a tour de force. We're getting a call already off the bat. This is good. And by the way, we are in the studio, 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Yeah, Scott, what's that name of that program with you and Pastor Craig at 9:15?
Pastor Whitaker?
At 9:15 on Fridays, you do a show.
Oh, yeah, yeah, with Pastor Whitaker. That's the one at 9:15.
Oh, Pastor Whitaker?
Yeah, that's over the back fence. And then the show, Pastor Craig does Study His Word at 1, and then he's on the Exchange Club at 12, and the 11 o'clock show is, what's Pastor Craig's 11 o'clock show called?
What's going on, Marion?
He talks about how you're discussing different, you know, things, and, you know, how, you know, once people call in and stuff like that, but, you know, I wish it was more like you and, oh, God. I forget the guy's name that was running for mayor.
Glenn.
Oh, Glenn. Glenn Colbert.
Glenn, yeah. But, you know, nobody calls in because, you know, you don't really invite people in any way to call in, really. And then he's always given and talking everything about, you know, the Bible, you know, this, you know. Everything comes down to that on everything. You two don't have a discussion between you, just man to man, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, with Pastor Whitaker on Friday. Well, you know, I just think it's a different type of show than the show I did with Glenn. Glenn was very politically driven, so I think Glenn liked to talk about politics. And
well, you wouldn't have to talk about politics. You can talk about anything, but... You know, he always bases his answers, you know, in the, you know, religious, you know, spike. And, you know, instead of you calling in and asking, you know, him giving his opinion on something that does, you know, doesn't have to be given in the biblical perspective, you know, just what is your opinion, you know?
Well, I think Pastor Whitaker's a pastor, so I think that's where he bases his opinion, which there's certainly nothing wrong with that. And I think Glenn, who was obviously a Democrat, running for mayor as a Democrat, he based a lot of his opinions in his Democratic beliefs. I think we would have the same thing with a Republican. I just think it's what walk of life do you come from?
Well, I think you can include more walk of life if it wasn't always based that way and... The audience is kind of invited to give their opinions.
Well, I don't think we would turn away anybody's opinion if they called
in. No, he ain't going to turn away anybody, but it depends on how the show goes, on how, you know, you get opinions. You ask for people to call in and give their opinions all the time. You guys never call in on that show and say, you know, what's your opinion on this? This is how I feel. This is how Pastor feels, you know.
Well, Matt, you've listened to Pastor Whitaker's show. You like Pastor Whitaker's show.
I do, yeah.
Now, what do you feel on this subject?
Pastor Whitaker's show, even though he is a pastor, in my opinion at least, doesn't have all that much to actually do with religion. I guess he filters a lot of his views through a religious filter, but like Scott said, he's a pastor. That kind of makes sense. But, other than that, I think it's just good conversation. They have good discussions.
So you wish we invited calls in more? Is that the big issue?
Well, you know, I don't like to listen to religious, you know, shows anyhow. And it just always seems to be, you know, in the religious content, no callers ever call in, you know. That's just my opinion. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being a pastor giving your... You can give your opinion sometimes without making that, you know, a religious, you know, aspect to it. You know, you know, a person's a man before he's, you know, a pastor. But that's just, you know, I listen to it sometimes, but sometimes I don't. I'll turn something else on because I just don't care to keep listening to, you know, the religious perspective to everything.
Do you think maybe it's because he has a different opinion than you have, or because of how the show is? Because as Matt said, I do believe we don't spend a whole lot of time on religion during
sometimes
that show.
I have the same opinion he has, but you know, he... But I don't have to break my opinion down on, you know, and put it in biblical perspective and stuff like that. You know, I just got that opinion because that's the way I feel, you know.
Well, no, I can understand that.
I'm not saying it's there's never a point to, you know, him giving it, giving that, you know, religious perspective, but you know, there are times that you just doesn't always have to, you know, every time, you know, you talk about something, it's got to be labeled in that realm, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I understand what you're saying. I just think that people come to their opinions from different backgrounds. Pastor Craig, Pastor Whitaker, and pastors we've had on in the past, I think if you're a pastor, obviously a lot of who you are, your background is based in a religious...
Well, yeah, you expect that, so...
Right.
Well, he ain't gonna like me now, is he? I mean...
No, he wouldn't. No. I just think it's kind of how it comes down. But I think everybody brings something. You know, like I say, you knew what you were going to get with Glenn. You were never really going to get anything that was pro-conservative. I'm not saying Glenn never spoke positive of any conservatives, but it was really never going to be pro-conservative. And there are other hosts on here who I think tend to be more conservative, and you're not going to get a lot of pro-liberal ideas. And I just think it's whatever you bring from your background to the table is what it's going to be. And
I listen to Linda Sims too, and you know, you expect that to be a religious program. But there's times I listen to it, but majority of the time I just know it's always going to be dealing with religion. So, you know, I don't listen to it too often. Sometimes I'll listen to it if we're talking about something interesting. You know, I may, but, you know, it just doesn't always, you know, call in, you know, this is how I feel, this is how he feels, and how does our audience feel about this, you know?
Well, you know, I certainly wouldn't mind that. I just think, honestly, with that show, and we have had call-ins from time to time, I think what happens with that particular show is it goes by so fast because it is only 45 minutes long, and we go from topic to topic so fast that it's hard to get an opinion on something because a lot of times by the time the call comes in, we've already moved on to the next topic.
Well, I could be.
Well, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Did speaking of current events, did you get a chance to listen to the show yesterday?
No, I slept most of the time.
Well, we talked about the auditor. Apparently, the city is going to be. I have this written down here. The city.
I heard you talking about that. I've asleep some, wake some.
Well, here's the story, and it's developed a little more this morning. Current auditor Miranda McGinnis on, I believe, Monday night at City Council reported that the City of Marion has been fined $196,972 for failure to file forms in regard to health insurance in 2020. Now, Robert Landon was head of City Council back
in... I tried to call you yesterday about that. And every time I dial your number, it's ring once and go to busy. And At that time, I knew nobody was calling you, but I could call other numbers, and it would go through. That was so strange.
I think I might have been having phone issues yesterday. We did get some calls in yesterday, but I did notice that I think I was having some issues with the phones, hopefully, that were ironed out yesterday. But on
well,
that, what
I,
do you
feel? I can't these forms that need to be filled out and stuff are done. Why can't the government, the state or federal... you know, email the auditor or whatever and say, don't forget to have this form filed by such and such a date. You know, just because somebody has a lot of experience in accounting or anything like that don't mean they know exactly when every form's going to be needing to fill out and, you know, when they get in that auditor's office. You know, I just think it's, you know, a lot of times, you know, if you miss a payment on something, you might get an email, you know, as you have you know, paid this payment or something. You know, instead just, every auditor's not going to know everything when they get in there.
Well, interestingly enough, there's another ripple in this story this morning as the week continues on. And the ripple is on the front page of... see, and I never know if this is the actual edition or not, but the big story this morning, Marion Mayor, two city council members call for city auditor Miranda McGinnis to resign. And let me just give everybody a little bit of this story. Now, this is from the Marion Star. We have to credit them with this. The mayor and of Marion, and at least two city council members, said they would support either the resignation or removal of office from Auditor Miranda McGinnis following the revelations that the IRS has levied $196,972 fine against the city. Mayor Scott Schertzer, City Councilman Ayers Ratliff, and Aaron Rollins each cited ongoing issues with the auditor's office since McGinnis was appointed to replace former auditor Robert Landon in November 2021. Landon resigned in October 2021 amid turmoil that included the city being fined. You know, we all know what happened with Robert Landon. But here are some more issues that they're having. It came to light late last week that the IRS has fined the city, you know, the $200,000, for failure to file and failure to furnish Form 1095-C for fiscal year 2020 when Landon was still in office. McGinnis submitted two ordinances to the City Finance Committee last week to pay those bills. Schertzer told the Star that he's become increasingly frustrated with the performance of the auditor's office, both under Landon and McGinnis's leadership. He said he learned about the latest IRS fine from the City Council clerk, Tarina Rose, and he stopped by her office to see what was planned for the Finance Committee agenda for October 16th. The meeting was subsequently canceled. Schertzer said when he and Law Director Mark Russell met with McGinnis in late September, he asked if there was anything that he could do in his last 3 months in office before his term ends December 31st, 2023. She told him, no, everything's fine. Everything is not fine in the city auditor's office and hasn't been for quite some time. If you don't want to do your job, you should resign. If you don't want to learn how to do your job, you should resign, Schertzer said. That's, I fear, where we are right now with the auditor's office. You have heard me publicly say that I and my administration are here to help the auditor, and we're not here to do your job that you were elected to do, or in this case, that you were appointed to do. When you're elected to do the job, you're telling the voters that you know how to do the job. Not the case with Robert Landon. Didn't know how. Didn't learn. Ultimately left, Schertzer said. In the case of this auditor, she was appointed to do the job, apparently doesn't know how to do the job, and should resign before the city gets in any more trouble than it's already in. So there you go.
Well, if she does resign, the Republicans get to elect, appoint somebody again. Hopefully they vet them a little bit better than maybe she was vetted, you know what I'm saying?
Well, do you think she's going to resign? I mean, they called for her to resign. She's not running against anybody.
I doubt she's going to resign.
Well, hopefully we find out soon.
Marion's going to go broke. We're going to have to raise our taxes to pay for these mistakes.
But do you think this all falls on her? I mean, honestly, does this all fall on Miranda McGinnis?
You know, it's just what I'm saying is, if somebody gets in that office, if they haven't worked in that field before, you know, it's rough. If that Martin, what's his name, if he would run for an audit or something like that, he's been there, he's been around, he knows a lot more. But you just take anybody, like if Glenn wanted to run for auditor, what does Glenn know about being an auditor? It'd be nice if he had a playbook.
Well, I think we could say the same thing for both of the mayor. What do they know about being mayor until you do it? I mean,
right.
This is the problem. on the whole, is you don't know until you do it. The only person who's qualified to do these jobs is somebody who's done them before, and those are not the people who run for office and never have. So I'm not sure where the disconnect is all of a sudden, because we used to elect auditors, we used to elect mayors, who were not mayor and were not auditor, and we didn't have the... But you know what? We don't have the full story either, and I think we need to hear from Miranda McGinnis at some point.
Well, yeah, I'm sure you invited either of us. She's more welcome to come on.
She is more than welcome to come on. And I think at this point, it would be very good for her to come on, because she's really getting hit hard in the media right now, and I don't know that it's fair until we know her story.
Yeah. Well, Pastor Whitaker's listening. I hope he don't want to...
No, no. Well, call in. Break the trend tomorrow. Get up and listen to Pastor Whitaker's show, and if anything hits you interestingly, call in, and maybe you'll start a trend.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
All right, remember, we're in the studio today, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Matt, it's a morning. What's your opinion on the front page of the Marion Star today? And what happened yesterday, which was also on the front page of the Marion Star?
It definitely doesn't look good on Miranda McGinnis to have that, you know. But at the same time, I don't know that Robert Landon really left her with much space there to, like, do anything. It was already in a precarious spot before he left, and it seems like it's getting worse.
Do you think she's getting beat up unfair in the press? It's tough to see your picture and things like this in the paper every day.
I don't know that it's unfair per se. It doesn't seem to me that she's been doing all that fantastic of a job. So,
well, we don't know really.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
I mean, we
there.
Haven't heard from her yet, and I hope we do.
It'd be nice.
Now, the mayor asking her to resign and two city council members. What do you make of that?
That's not good. The last auditor was also asked to resign. So, you know, that's two in a row.
Well, the last auditor eventually did resign. Will Miranda? I don't know.
We'll have to see.
We will have to see, and as this all shakes out, time will tell, as they say. 36 minutes past the hour here on WGH Talk Radio, and we're having an interesting time, to say the least, this morning. Let's put it that way. So what's on your mind today? What do you think of the caller's opinion of Pastor... By the way, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, of Pastor Whitaker's show and anything else going on in the world.
I really like Pastor Whitaker's show. Like I said, I think it's a... There's a religious filter over it, I suppose, but it's more of a discussion show. There's not much, like, direct talk of religion.
I feel that the show is not necessarily based in religion. I think a lot of Pastor Whitaker's opinions certainly have to do with religion,
yeah.
But I don't find a problem with that. I've never had a problem with that with Pastor Craig or any other pastor who's been on this station in the nearly decade we've been on at this point.
I mean, I think it's more of a discussion-driven show, which is good. I mean, Pastor Whitaker's show always talks about things that, I guess they're just, like, relevant. It's just things that I don't really think about all that much, and then you hear him talking about it on the radio, and you're like, man, I never thought of that.
Well, I think it's more of a, what would you say? I think it's more of a, philosophical show.
Yeah.
I think we give... It's like Over the Back Fence, like we were talking Over the Back Fence. It's a very philosophical show, in my opinion.
Yeah, you just in exchange in opinions and viewpoints.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of a fun thing. Now, as we head into Friday tomorrow, are you excited for all the fun that we shall have tomorrow.
Always. Friday's full of fun.
Now, how did you feel last Friday night's show went when Carrington's friends called in and pretty well threw her to the wolves?
it was pretty good. It's unfortunate that the one man had to throw Carrington under the bus like that, though.
Well, I mean, what can you do?
Not much.
For people who did not hear it, tell people what happened.
Carrington's friend had called in, and Scott had asked for, like, a secret, and then he went deep with it and just told some really, I guess it's not too bad, but, like, told something that told something I wouldn't personally want told. Made her look bad, in my opinion.
Do we, in any way at this point, feel bad for Carrington over what happened last Friday night? I would have to feel that felt very uncomfortable for her.
Yeah, no, I kind of felt bad for her while her friends were on the phone. I was like, man, they are throwing her under the bus.
Well, and all that being said, where do we go this Friday?
You know, I'm not sure.
Do you think she's going to have some backlash to that whole thing?
Probably not.
Really? You think she'll just take that with a grain of salt and just keep on going down the...
Oh, you mean like with her friends?
Well, I don't know, just in general, the fact that it was broadcast over the airwave like it was. Do we have to keep secrets? That becomes the question. Do we have to keep people's secrets?
I mean, I would.
I think on the whole, I probably would too, but I don't know if we always should have to do this.
I mean, to be fair, like, I feel like I'm pretty good at keeping secrets because, like, I forget your secret anyways. It's not, prevalent in my mind, so I'm not... So then by the time you go to talk to me about it, I'm like, what?
Have you ever told somebody's secret that you didn't mean to tell? You just accidentally outed them, even though you were not trying to do so.
I don't think so. I'm sure I have, but unintentionally.
Do you feel bad when that happens?
I'd assume I would, yeah.
Yeah, I would think that's not a moment for celebration.
Yeah, if I accidentally threw one of my friends under the bus, I don't think I'd be too happy about it.
Do you think that's throwing them under the bus?
Well, I mean, I guess it depends on what I slipped up and told.
Well, it certainly is fascinating, I'll say that. Secrets are a big thing for people, and I don't know. To me, it's a whole kind of... It's a slippery territory, let's put it that way.
How so?
Well, I just think that you're not always trying to hurt the person. You're not trying to be malicious by telling their secrets. And I think some people get a little worked up when they think you're doing it, even though the goal is not really to hurt them. You know, I'm trying to do about 1,000 things here in this first hour because I got here late and have this conversation. But I think I'm managing it pretty well at this point.
Yeah, I'd say so. So, you think that... I'm confused.
I don't think every secret that you tell of somebody's is always to hurt them. I don't think that is your goal. I don't think you're out.
Oh, no. I think the majority of the time that's not the goal.
But I think once it happens, they feel that was your goal because they're hurt.
I don't know that they feel that they're hurt or feel that you intentionally hurt them.
I don't know. I've seen a lot of hurt feelings over a lot of things that were said that were not meant to hurt the person.
I mean, but I don't think that the person intentionally thinks that they or sorry, I don't think that the person thinks that they intentionally did it. I think it's more so they're just upset that they did it overall.
You think?
I mean, that, like, I don't think that it's like a, I don't think that they think it was like a pre-planned thing. I think they're just kind of upset about it. I don't think they think it was intended to hurt them. They just were hurt.
Well, I don't know. I would like to think that that's true, but I do think that they're hurt in a way. I think they're hurt, and I don't think they get over it for a long, long time. Now, some people do, but I don't think they always get over it.
Like I said, anyways, if you wanna, the best way to keep your secrets is to just not tell them. Period.
Well, yeah. So you think anybody who tells a secret has to run the risk that it's going to come out?
Oh, absolutely. The moment you tell anybody anything, you're running a risk that it's gonna slip out at some point.
Now, I don't know. So you can really never trust anybody, is what you're saying.
I mean, yeah, you can only really trust yourself. If you have a secret that you don't want people to know, don't tell people. Keep it to yourself.
But do you think that's plausible, to keep everything to yourself?
I mean, if you didn't want people to know about it, then yeah.
I don't know. I think that's kind of tricky. I don't know that you can always keep it to yourself.
I didn't think... I mean, I don't understand how it's so hard to just not tell the secret.
Well, I don't know. Secrets are a tricky road. Let's put it that way. Well, yesterday we talked about on this show, Britney Spears, the queen of pop in the late 90s and early 2000s, apparently has written a new tell-all book that'll be out in November. And some excerpts of this book have leaked out. And apparently, she says in the book that she had an abortion. And she had it while she was dating Justin Timberlake back in the late 90s, early 2000s. And apparently, allegedly, she says in the book that he wanted her to have this. She wanted to have the baby. She wanted him to be the father. She wanted everything to be hunky-dory. But he didn't. So that's why she had it. So that's a big secret, 20 years being held. Now, she had the abortion. That's a secret out of the bag, because she was preaching abstinence back in those days. Turns out she wasn't all that abstinent. Not to mention the fact, not only did she get pregnant, but she had an abortion. Not only is she telling about it now, she's saying, this is the guy who I got pregnant by, another major celebrity, and he's the one who wanted the abortion, I didn't. So she really threw him right under the bus. Those would be secrets.
I mean, at the end of the day, does she not have the final say-so?
What goes in the book?
No, I'm confused. So, so Justin Timberlake wanted her to have an abortion.
That's what she says in the book, allegedly. The book's not out yet, okay, but apparently okay. That's what has leaked out.
I mean, that's pretty rough. But, I mean, if it is true, Justin Timberlake hasn't told that secret yet. Hasn't told that story. So well, I think it's very possible to just not.
Well, I think he did come out yesterday through his current wife, I think, Jessica Biel, and said, yes, it's true, but we've moved on. I don't know if she's saying that he wanted the abortion. I don't know. The story is very confusing. But the question is, should she have done this? Why couldn't she just say she got pregnant and she got an abortion? Now, we all could have speculated that maybe it was him. But this has been over 20 years ago.
I think it would look bad on her. So because he wanted her to do it, she threw him under the bus because that way it doesn't make her look so bad.
Well?
You know, people really, really don't like the abortions.
No, they don't. And every time I talk about it, people get very upset. Because obviously, I know people who've had abortions. I think a lot of people do. If you live long enough, it just happens. And you really can't speak about them. I guess you can talk about the abortions in general. You just can't say who did it. That's a no-no.
I mean, I think is talking about people's medical history in and of itself not a
well, no, because if somebody had a heart attack, you would say they had a heart attack. If somebody died, you would say they died. If somebody got in a car accident, you would. If somebody had a drug overdose, you would say they had a drug overdose. But that is something you cannot say. Let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, how come Britney Spears preached abstinence with the outfits and stuff she wears and the dances she does on stage, aiming her music at teenagers?
Well, I think women would say it's not how they dress. How they dress should not reflect upon...
Well, it's not how you dress. Or it'd be like a stripper preaching to young girls to keep their clothes on. Is that an oxymoron or what?
Well, I think a stripper and a performer are two different things. I mean, I think that a...
Well, they both perform.
Yeah, but one's a magician, and one is taking her clothes off. I don't think Britney Spears took her clothes off. I don't think the goal for Britney Spears was to...
some of the outfits she wears don't leave much to the imagination. Now, that was Marie Osmond, you know, talking that way. I could see that a little bit more, you know. But the way Britney Spears dresses, I mean, I don't think she's really trying to get kids to be abstinent.
Well, I don't know that Britney Spears... I mean, I'm trying to think back 20 years ago. I don't think she dressed horribly.
Oh.
Well, I mean, I think she wore... It was big in those days for girls to show their stomach. A lot of girls had their belly buttons pierced. That's when that first became a big thing. And I think she did that. But other than that, I don't know that she showed a whole lot.
Well...
Remember when the midriff was a big thing? I mean, that was... We even came up with this term, midriff. I think that's really... I mean, other than that, what was Britney Spears showing, in your opinion?
Well, I can't remember exactly. I just know that, you know, when I've seen her, she don't have many clothes on.
Well, but, I mean, what woman does? I mean, honestly. I work with people in professional settings who wear, you know, tank... I don't know what the... I'm not up on women's clothes, but, you know, I guess you'd call them tank tops. You can see their arms. I don't know that that's a horrible thing. I think that's just how women dress.
Well, I guess you got your opinion. I got mine, but...
But so you feel preaching...
See what she was wearing back in.
Well, but beyond the abstinence...
I wish I had a computer.
Well, but beyond the abstinence, I mean, clearly she was not abstinent. What do you make of this tell-all book 20 years later?
Yeah, I think she should have... She could have just said that about herself, but she didn't need to bring somebody else in there.
Especially somebody who's a well-known celebrity himself.
Right. What if he was, you know, been saying to people, you know, not to have an abortion, and now you find out he did it. You know, I mean, it's good. Nobody should have abortion, but I don't think the government has the right to tell you that. You know what I'm saying? I would rather see no abortions, but I don't think it's right to mandate to every woman. If that's her choice, that's her choice.
Well, that very well could be. I don't know.
So sometimes it's better. I don't ever want to see unwanted kids come into this world because, you know, they're not loved as much by their parents when their parents think this kid is reason for all my problems now.
Yeah, I mean, that could happen. But I don't even know if this is a conversation about abortion, because when she did it, it was legal, and she has admitted that she did it, and that's within her right to, I mean, she did it. But the way she apparently describes it in the book is, I didn't want to do it. I did it because the father didn't want the baby, and made that very clear.
Making him look bad, yeah.
Well, that's what I think, and I don't know why you would do that 20 years later. What is the point?
Maybe she held a grudge.
Well, Justin would be better off just not to comment on it.
Well, as my understanding...
Yeah, we had an abortion, but just not to... If you don't comment on it, it'll go away easier.
Well, I think... I think we all like to think that. I don't know if it always does go away, because her book's going to be out here, I believe, in November. And I believe it'll all get hashed up again, to be honest.
Right, everybody's going to find out about me. He don't need to justify, you know, his position or anything. You know? It happened, and that's it. If you keep talking about it, you'll keep getting people, you know, coming down on you.
Well, I don't know. I just think that people have to do what they have to do, and as long as your intention is not to hurt the person, then I think ultimately you're okay. I really do.
I think her intention was kind of put him in bad light.
Well, maybe.
You know, by wanting an abortion, and she didn't, you know, oh, I didn't want it, but, you know, he wanted it. You know, that puts him in a bad light, especially nobody wants to see abortions happen. You know.
Well, yeah, well, again, I don't even know if this is an abortion question in the end. I think it happened. You can't take it back. But the way she wrote about it, I think, is what is being talked about. Why, 20 years later, drop his name? Why make it look, and maybe it is the truth, that he didn't want the baby? I don't know.
Well, she's probably going to reveal a lot more stuff.
Well, this might be some book coming out in November. It's absolute. Well, Jada Pinkett just did this big tell-all book. Everybody loves to do a tell-all book. But other people get hurt in tell-all books, which has been my point for months now, talking about this. You know, she wrote about Will Smith. We haven't really been married since 2016. I had an entanglement with one of my son's friends.
Well, I heard her talking on TV about that the other day.
Yeah.
And him going up there and slapping that Chris Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I didn't listen to it very closely, but I did hear talking about different things like that.
So this is what I've always said about my book. I'll either have to be dead or other people will have to be dead before I can publish it, because if you tell the truth and you use people's names, they're not going to like it. Even if the story's true, they're not going to like that you did it.
Well, it's true, but one of these days you're going to break some girl's heart and...
Well, what do you mean, one of these days? I've broken girls' hearts for years now. There's a trail of broken hearts along the way.
But they might help you realize that final win. You got to watch it. Women can be really vindictive.
Well, you know, but I have to say, all of the women that I've been involved with, I would have to be... I don't think any of them have been awful to me that I can remember. Now, that might just be me softening over time. I don't remember him being particularly awful. I mean, there are moments that I didn't particularly care for in the relationship, but I don't think any of them were awful. And by and large, if you would ask me about them, on the whole, I would say that they're good people. But there were moments that people didn't know about, and certainly there are things that they have done that maybe people don't know about that I know.
But when somebody gets their... truly get their heart broken, they can, you know, they can really, you know, give you a bad way to go.
You know, I just feel bad for them because I'm not in their life anymore.
Right. They lost the best thing they ever had, didn't they?
I know. feel. I just feel terrible for them. I feel like it's all anticlimactic for the rest of their life now. It's all downhill. I'm kidding, of course. I'm not this big of an egomaniac. But I just feel like, I do feel bad for them in some cases, because I can clearly see that they're headed down the path that they were maybe before I was in their life. And I don't want to see that for them. I want them to have good, happy lives. I don't want them to be, you know, unfortunate.
Right, there's no sense of hating anybody, you know, those circumstances, you know. You spend more time and, you know, dealing with the hate with yourself if you just let it go.
Oh, yeah, you should never carry a grudge, especially in those cases, because I don't think anybody's really out to hurt anybody in the end. I really don't.
But people call the cops on their exes and...
Yeah, I've never had one of those situations. I've never had a knockdown dragout, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Well, we're coming. You got to listen next hour. I think we have an exclusive coming up. I always say that because, to be honest with you, you never know what's going to happen. But I think this person gave me their word, and I think they'll be here next hour live. And if they are, trust me, this is something you are not going to want to miss.
Yeah, I'll be there.
All right, stay tuned. Matt, you know who the person is. If they show, it's going to be in it. If not, you and I will talk for another hour.
It's bound to be great either way.
All right, stay tuned to WG. Call all your friends, call all your neighbors. Tell them we got something big coming up here in 15 minutes. Don't you dare switch the dial.
The Jeffersons and 227 Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.
I made it up.
Really?
My name is Margaret. And I thought that was too magic. Margaret Bradley.